In less than 24 hours, more than 450 migrants were taken into custody from trains, motels, and bus stations in a series of raids across southern Mexico.
Well, this is perhaps the biggest operation in the Port of Veracruz and the biggest for the southern border program.
The crackdown comes as Mexico, under pressure from the U.S., keeps its promise to tighten enforcement on its border. Both countries have been struggling to cope with the influx of Central American migrants seeking asylum in the United States.
I have a problem because I cannot return to Honduras. Gangs burned my house, burned my little girl. I have evidence of all that.
Analysts say increased enforcement is not the solution.
So many different things that are pushing people out of their home countries, and if that's not addressed, people will still continue to come. The issue, I think, with enforcement is that instead of coming along routes that are safer to travel on, or presenting themselves to immigration agents, people will seek more dangerous routes to travel.
U.S. detention centers along the southern border are filled to capacity. Recent accounts of neglect and mistreatment of children at the centers has fueled public outcry over what some call a humanitarian crisis.
I'm a citizen here. Do not treat children like this in my name. I'm deeply anguished and offended that the government has decided to adopt these xenophobic and racist policies. They would never treat white children this way. Never.
Before breaking for recess, Congress approved an emergency bill that provides $4.6 billion to ease overcrowding and harsh conditions at U.S. holding facilities.
On this vote, the yeas are 305, the nays are 102. The motion is adopted.
The legislation was a disappointment for some House Democrats who wanted to give more help for detained migrant families and children.
The children come first. At the end of the day, we have to make sure that the resources needed to protect the children are available.
The bill now goes to the president, who is expected to sign it. Jesus M. Elney, VOA News, Washington.